Poverty is not an accident. Like slavery and apartheid, it is man-made and can be removed by the actions of human beings. Nelson Mandela. Just imagine this. Every single day, you must attempt to live with the humble balance of only $2.50. In order to be able to feed your family, you must essentially be wrapped into slavery with the hopes of being freed from the wretches of your conditions each day. Your children have to walk miles in order to obtain water for their family, and you see the horrible pain in their eyes. You realize that you are not alone, and that over 3 billion people worldwide have to live in similar conditions. All information from this story was obtained from DoSomething.org, a website which uses its influence to make a positive change in the world. We encourage you to do what you can to do to end poverty.
Here in Milwaukee, the history of poverty isn't clear, but it does depend on the person. Poverty in Milwaukee has grown over time. According to UWM.edu, from 1970 to 1990, the growth in poverty has been tremendous. The rate of poverty has grown 128.4%, from 8.1% to 18.5% in Milwaukee. This is the second biggest poverty growth in United States history. This has affected Milwaukee public health a lot and has grown into an economic problem. Bevin Baker, Commissioner of Health for the City of Milwaukee, stated, "It really undermines and determines some of the key things in our lives, whether we have food security, whether we have housing quality, whether we have good access to school or jobs. This is a big issue for the people who live in Milwaukee and a big scarce point for the city. This will impact the kids, such as childhood issues and lack of education. This will impact the kids because of their health and how this could change how safe they will feel. Also being able to thrive through to come up with new ideas."
Nationally, poverty has and has always had many impacts in our modern day. Poverty stems from many common issues in our world. According to Concern Worldwide US, poverty is caused by little access to a sustainable livelihood or jobs. If you are unable to have a job, money is naturally harder to obtain. You can see the huge impact of not having enough money with the previous fact that over 3 billion people make less than $2.50 a day, with the main cause of this being a lack of jobs. Poverty also has many impacts in our entire world. Three main issues which stem from poverty include poor health, a lack of education, and an increase in crime. According to the Bureau of Justice, people in households below the poverty line have over a 2x increase in crime rate. We can see this in our daily lives, with how lower-performing neighborhoods, money-wise, tend to have much higher issues, including money-wise. Along with increased crime rates, health is an issue which is impacted by poverty as well. According to Health Affairs, there are over 27 million Americans without insurance. A major reason for this is poverty. Also, people who live in poverty usually have a higher rate of obesity, chronic illness, and a lack of healthy food to eat. The reason for all of this is which stem from poverty. Poverty plays a key role in health, as without proper care and nutrition, good health is hard to achieve. According to Bill Gates, a major reason for overpopulation is indeed poverty. Bill Gates projects that if you lower the rate of poverty and make the lives of people in poverty better, overpopulation will decrease. This is because people in poverty often have more children to compensate for a high infant mortality rate. He believes a major way to save the world as well would be to decrease poverty. The key thing you can do to reduce population growth is actually to improve health. Bill Gates. There are many ways for you to help stop the impacts of poverty, as well as to improve the lives of people in poverty here and abroad. One of the easiest ways to help stop poverty is to donate your time and money. There are many organizations which help with poverty, such as the World Bank. This organization helps countries with extreme poverty by hosting various programs which help the inhabitants. As well as this, they use government funding to help stop the spread of extreme poverty. Another organization which helps to stop the spread of poverty is Oxfam International. This organization uses manpower as well as funding in order to help stop poverty. This organization uses donated money for disaster relief as well as improving the livelihood of people in poverty. One last organization you could use to help stop poverty is UNICEF. This organization works in over 190 countries to help secure the rights of children and to ensure that they grow up to live fulfilling lives and escape poverty. This organization helps people in poverty by using donated funds as well as volunteer work to help stop the rights of children from being seized. Impacts in poverty need to be made if we want to help save the world from overpopulation and keep people safe and happy. Please consider donating to one of these various organizations to help people in need whenever they live here or around the world.